We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, February 8th, 2023, at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, approve or disapprove the minutes of the meeting, of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Schuler. Please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented, which I skipped over.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Schuler. Please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? We have no public. Oh. Little tomfoolery in the hallway.
I didn't see any toms out there.
Patty, do you have anything for us?
Not really. Just wondered, next meeting, I think I'll have Daryl, if he can get on a Wednesday, to come talk to you guys. If you guys want to think about referees this year or what, we're going to probably have to bring a few more in or figure out what's going on. I would at least have some dates set up for him because he does other counties. So he has crews that are with him. Josh is his main guy. And I think that would be very important just because kind of what happened last year with a few of them getting ill at the time in the middle of protests. So I don't know what your thoughts are, or if you go back to... Because I'm sending almost everybody a statement this year.
Patty, can I be frank?
Yep.
I thought you guys were probably ill-prepared last year. At the time, there was a lot of paper shuffling around, a lot of stuff not answered, and things like that. I'd like to see that cleaned up a little bit.
Well, were you aware that both of them were ill during the time?
No.
Okay.
The bad thing is the public doesn't care. They want the job done. I mean, just like he said, being frank, they don't care.
You remember me talking to you about it.
I do remember them being, it was
both
rough.
Both had COVID.
Yeah, they both had rough health stuff, and that's the first time I ever remember that happening where it didn't seem like we didn't have handouts, we didn't have anything ahead of time, and I felt like we didn't have what we needed either.
Okay, so I remember talking, though, because you guys all have laptops, right? I mean, one thing that we could do is pull up any of those because we hadn't printed those out for you before with all the papers. So laptops, we can call up parcel numbers and so forth. You can see things. I mean, I don't know if you want to do that. But
how would you tie that together so that we're all looking at the same thing?
Easy. I'd give you a parcel number and you call it up on my Terrascan.
Projector.
So we would just have to all pull it up then.
Mm-hmm.
The
days of copying stuff for you, I understand, is kind of gone. The other option is probably putting a screen in here and putting I don't know that we...
That would be better.
Yeah, we did that.
Screen
before.
Where everybody can look at it and digest at the same time rather than scrambling, trying to find it on the...
Otherwise, computer. The only one that's going to be prepared electronically is Terry. The rest of us aren't going to know what to do.
I was just going to bring that up.
If we could, though, even if we have to, buy a $100 projector...
We have a projector? I gave one to the highway department.
Don has one already also. We could hook that to your computer.
Not really a projector.
It's an overhead. I got to use translucent screen.
Yeah, you could get a probably better one.
We're talking about like something that shows what's on your screen. But I mean, if you would
take photocopies of the clear screen.
And I mean, really, you guys need to be blunt.
Just like, right over here,
Daryl. If he comes in here next week, I mean, our next meeting, because
pay for service.
NACO's searching for an appraisal company too to kind of do some things, and there's going to be some changes coming down the pipe.
Do we put this out for bids? I mean, we have one appraiser in town, and I think he's pretty doggone busy.
I think that's why other counties have had the same issues with finding people because they're all going to the banks. Their fee appraisal, they're going to make a lot more money than they are at the county level. And with Daryl and those guys, they do other they do other counties. And so my suggestion would be, he's got people under him that are younger that are probably going to take over. His son is probably the CEO, basically, of the company. But Josh, I don't know if you've ever met Josh. I would put a few people on, like, you know, Lloyd's in Arizona now, and those guys, you know, I mean, the age factor and stuff, that I don't know whether they just decide to retire, you know. I mean, I don't know what the plans are going forward.
Or we go back to where we do it. And I know that brings another challenge. We're not necessarily trained. We may have different eyes on different properties. Mr. Jergens always said, and I think that's the best point out of all the conversations we've had, when we have those people, they're trained, and it's the same set of eyes on every piece of property, which, trying to make it equal or fair, that's about as...
And back in the day, Gary, remember, you probably do, it was board members that heard all the complaints, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it was weeks. It was weeks, lots of times. So every meeting didn't fit every person. There were three. So if you couldn't be there, you found a substitute. So all of a sudden, you got different ears hearing the same thing, probably, that somebody else heard yesterday. That might have been changed yesterday, and it isn't changed today. So that's why, to me, this is the fairest thing to do. I mean...
And I agree with you, and here's what I'm going to put back on you guys, and please don't take this the wrong way. But these referees, after my send values out, this is your job, too, as an equalization committee, to be on top of what's going on also. And, you know, sometimes I feel like there used to be an equalization, and, of course, Danny, bless his heart, had done that when he had issues of... You know, there should be some people on the equalization committee that should be meeting with these guys and tell them what they expect also. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but that is the job of the county board.
That's fair.
That's the county board's, you know, because I've sent the values out and I've prepared them. So me working for Daryl is kind of and my girls, we do all that. But should Daryl be bringing somebody with him to be doing... Or, you know, with the amount of money that they make, should he be bringing somebody with him to help, you know, do everything? I mean, I'm always here because I want to be. I'm the assessor, so it falls on me. But once I set my values, it's you guys that have to determine whether I set them right or whether I have the right amount on the property. This is a different world that's been going on the last 2 years with COVID, and then people, you know, being ill and not getting in and things like that. But ultimately, it's up to the Equalization Committee to meet with Daryl and those guys, too, to see in exactly what they, you know, what they... And I'll be welcome to be on that, you know, to be in that meeting, but it does lie with you guys, too, to see what... you expect of them. And I know Daryl was always the main guy, and I agree with that, but I'm just thinking, with what I'm seeing now, we're going to need a lot more. I think people will come in because we're doing commercial, we're doing, you know, what the last year and a half has brought.
Mr. Jergens.
I have to agree with you. I think I'm on the equalization board. I would be willing, whatever days it takes prior to the big meeting, I want to see it. I want to see it.
And I mean, everybody...
In the past, I've driven by these properties that were in, you know, contention, and I could see it. I mean, right. That's why I am. But I never had that opportunity, but I'd like to this year because it looks to me like it could be contentious.
Yes.
Mr. Lyle.
Are you talking right before the meeting, or are you talking throughout the year, just letting them know what?
No.
Because every 2 weeks we have committee meetings, and that's where it needs to be. It needs to be there, as opposed to just the three. It needs to be here where all of us are hearing it and working on it.
Okay, so basically we start, so June 1st is when they'll have them in hand. June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, somewhere along the line there. Okay, so as we gather them, you're welcome to come into my office and get the protest. What other counties have done is if somebody wants one in their district, we can separate them out into your district. I mean, some county board members have even gone out with the referee or with a protester and seen what they're protesting. So you're welcome to those. The biggest problem we have is 99% of them come in that very last week. Yeah. You have a very, and we've even brought this to the state, you have a very minimum time frame that you have to have them done. So, you know, not getting into properties, in my opinion, I wouldn't change that if you can't get in them. No matter, I mean, if you want to protest something, I understand at least talk to the person at the front door, because some were changed last year that weren't, you know, that we didn't get into. And you know, we know things were there, but, and I'm just kind of saying as it is, that's what I'm saying. It's, as of June, you can come in, I can give you ones that you want, copies, anything, you know, but it does take time to go look at them and see, or if you trust your referee to do that, then.
So in June, so starting in June, you think we need to have more meetings with the referees and everything?
I think before June, you need to tell them what you expect from them, what you want to see. I'm just cautioning with the number we may have, we may need more than a couple appraisers that are sort of retired, not Daryl necessarily.
Is Lloyd going to be around? Would you ask him that?
Yeah, I can ask him. Lots of times he's, you know, vacationing. You know, these guys, some of these guys that are doing that are retired. Now, what Lincoln and Lancaster do, they send out preliminaries. They're required by law in January to have their preliminaries out. So they get rid of a lot of those because they can set up times clear to May. But they're bigger counties, and we're not required to do that.
Going along with what Terry said, though, we saw some where it was almost like our referees hadn't even looked at it. The comparable properties that they were even using, the prices were way out of whack with the other stuff. And it's hard to say we're making it equal, but we look here and then we look right across the road at something almost identical, and we're not even remotely comparable.
But come down to my office now. I cannot tell you what is what, to be real honest. The price that people are paying for one house that might be exactly the same as another, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I've never seen, in the 45 years I've been here, I've never seen all the differences in what somebody's willing to pay.
People are crazy.
I mean, I'm $100,000 over.
Overall, okay.
I caution the state on if the bidding wars should be a good sell. $100,000 more than what we have, that the property owner had it listed for. There's no rhyme to reason. And I would love to see appraisals that people gave from the bank of how they came up with those values. So equalization to me right now is out the window because of what people are willing to pay.
It's tough.
I've got a $699,000 sale in Adams that I can't even, I have no idea. And I had it on for $300,000. So how can I can't even get it to that. I mean, there's no way without just pulling it from the sky. I've never seen anything like it.
We saw that with farm ground, though. I mean, we saw ground doubling.
We did. But this is going to – the farm ground is one thing that we – at least there was several sales, but this is more complicated, and it's going to affect the farmer because most farmers have the home too. So they're going to get it on their ground and their home.
Have you looked at any of this legislation, or will that, nothing will affect you this year, but have you
looked at... Income producing on ag didn't pass, the one that I read the other day. When I was here for, you know, my younger years, it would not pass the income approach to ag land because too much can be subtracted off ag land to bring it down.
That's your opinion?
No.
Or
no.
That's what the ruling was in Lincoln?
The people were saying that what I heard in testimony was... in a farm situation, you can deduct a lot to get down to a negative number. That's not my opinion. That's just what I'm... It probably never passed because of Omaha and Lincoln.
But that isn't thrown out this time yet.
Well, they talked about it the other day on the radio. I heard them. There was a legislative thing on the Act on... And I haven't read the entire bill. I'd rather listen to it because those bills get complicated.
John Cannon was up protesting it, I saw.
It'll pass.
It's a hard
It's came up before, is what I'm saying.
It's a tough call. It depends on, you've got a governor really pushing. We'll see what the legislature does. But just keep in mind that'll affect us too. If something, a massive change does finally happen, which has been talked about forever, I'm sure that we'll hear the term the three-legged stool again, just like every year. We may need some additional help to help reconfigure things depending on what happens too.
I mean, I will help you guys in whatever way you want. I mean, if we want to talk to Daryl in the next meeting, do we want to do it in a committee meeting?
I think for timing for him, and I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr. Jurgens.
No, finish up.
Timing-wise for him, instead of having him come at 8:30, we could have him a little later in the meeting just to get him down here, and then it would allow for more conversation back and forth. I really do agree with Terry, though. We were not in a good spot.
We weren't.
And this is going to be worse. It's our responsibility to be prepared, Mr. Jurgens.
Well, on the comment you had made, you know, give the area supervisors their district, the ones that are protesting, that would be a little tough, too, because you got a neighbor protesting, and you're supposed to go out there and,
yeah.
You know, you would need...
And I don't mean
I'm
really...
Not, I mean, you can't be biased, I get it, but
yeah,
it would be
can't.
Tougher.
The only thing is, and that's just what I said an assessor did. My opinion is I only had 100 last year. You guys sure could have copies of them, though, and look all over the county if you wanted to. I mean, you're not going to get in them, but you could at least drive by or see what they're protesting. You know, we'd make copies. We'd help you any way you wanted if you wanted to know. Even to come in, you may know them, to sit down at a table one day and look at them and say, hey, you know, I know this property or whatever. I mean, and I'm... You know, I'm just saying that that's...
And you talk your way through most of these before they ever get to us, correct?
I do to a degree. Sometimes they're just not... It's not the value. It's they relate everything to me with taxes. That's the biggest thing. I go, wait a minute, I'm not taxes, I'm only value. And a lot of them will walk away and say, my value's okay, it's my taxes are too high. So then we went to the protest thing. But, you know, even upstairs, with me present, that went to the value. She's not going to change the value. She's not going to lower that. You know, it became back on me again because of the value.
Which is all we're looking at, just the valuation. It felt like...
They don't like taxes.
When folks left, it seemed like, to me, we explained or talked our way through most of the differences with the folks that were here, I thought. They may not have been happy, but it was a realistic number, I felt.
But I came to you right away because I remember when they both got ill. Do you remember me talking to you, worried about a little bit of that and how it was going to get?
It was a little worse than I thought it would be, though. But no, that's a very good idea, Counselor.
One thing I just point out, the whole process envisions having lay people hear the protests in the county. They don't expect everybody up here to be appraisers. It's your common sense. It's what you bring to the table. And I know that makes it difficult sometimes.
Very dangerous expecting common sense from an elected board.
Well, but I mean, the legislature did that for a reason. You know, and is it exact? Exact isn't what we're looking for. So I just throw that out because if you're struggling, you want to be exact.
You have to definitely keep your emotion out of it. I mean,
that's the problem in today's world, the way people think nowadays compared to what they did when you were 20 years old, okay, there's a big difference because it doesn't take anything for somebody to just flip off right the other end, and they don't care. So, you know, you talk about using common sense. Common sense is smart, but nobody has it any days. It's just nobody cares, okay? They want it their way or not.
I just think you should share that with Daryl, but also there were circumstances last year that were a little bit, you know.
Let's invite him, see if it works for him to come next Wednesday.
And then do it later.
Invite him come Friday.
Come in a committee meeting.
Yeah, let's use committee meetings.
Well, he's got other counties, so I put him down for next Wednesday or the next meeting.
We're having a meeting on the 16th committee meeting. So
could he come in the 16th?
I don't know.
Maybe check with him the 16th or the 22nd.
He has the 22nd written down. Yes. I asked him to come through a board meeting and explain that, you know, Josh and some of his other... If I would have had Josh come last year, things would have been helpful.
Maybe see if the 16th or the 22nd works. I mean, I'm sure for us, either one can work.
And then put him on later in the meeting.
We won't have a timed event. We'll just, when he comes in, we'll try to get him in. If it's on a board meeting day and it's not in order, we can move him ahead.
Asterisk.
Who's all on the equalization, Terry?
What do they call that?
Ian Schuler.
Oh, in softball, the Rover.
Well, you remember how we used to.
Okay, we're past our allotted time limit, which Gary thinks we need more of these meetings because we never get everything covered. But
I think this is the first one we've ever done anything in.
Well, the only thing I'm saying is there's a small time frame which really concerns me from that June when they file them on the 30th and you have them done by the 25th.
Well, I
complained to that at the state level.
I'm glad we've talked about it, though. We'll be better prepared this year, and we'll take a look. See if the 16th or the 22nd.
22nd's what he has better down.
And we'll make it work. Anything else for equalization? If not, we will adjourn at 8:51 on the clock.